Message I have titled, Because There's More. Because There's More. When reading both the Old and the New Testament, what you will find and discover are the records. Records of the miracles as well as the many accounts of the stories of the great victories that the people of God experienced as they followed and as they in turn obeyed the voice and the calling of God. In many of the Bible stories that the scriptures share, you'll find God's people against the odds. You'll find the armies of the Lord often outnumbered. And it's you who will find again and again the accounts of how that the Lord had taken an adverse situation as he, God, took his people from the midst of what appeared to be sheer defeat. And by his hand and by his power, it was God who turned the situation and his people's dilemma into a victory. Not only for them, but he also in turn would have brought glory to his name. Look what the Lord has done. I can't believe how he brought us out of this situation. I just want to praise God for all that he has done. In almost every situation and circumstance when he, God, becomes involved in people's lives, many a time it is God who ceases not to again and again to continue to do and to accomplish for them even a whole lot more. The story starts, it continues, and yet it doesn't appear to have an end. If today you were to journey back in the time to the days of Noah, to the days of Abraham, and to the days of the likes of Moses, if God were to allow you to journey back to the days of Daniel and of David and or Gideon, or if God was to allow you to journey back to the day and to the time of the apostles, where you could stand back and watch as they went throughout their world doing and manifesting all of the mighty works that the Lord before the people of their day had done. Again, if God allowed you to be able to meet some of those of whom I speak face to face, if you are able to be the one to hear them for yourself as they testify of all that God did both for and through them, I believe then that your attitude and that of your opinion towards all that God has or maybe even had done for you to this date, to this time, would not only be revised, but as a result of this kind of an experience, your life and your testimony of what God does and what God has done for you would entirely change. It would transform your mind. You would begin to think of not just the natural, but the supernatural. Just not something that was a miracle, but that of the miraculous. Oh, here he comes. Say, Moses, I want you today to tell us about what God did for and through you. Here comes Moses, says, well, it all started when I was attending my sheep, and he, God, met me upon a mountain, and then he appeared to me in the midst of a burning bush. It was God who spoke to me. Well, I just can't stop there. Well, because there's more. I mean, from there, God instructed me to go to the children of Israel in Egypt to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And you'd almost think that that was there what God would then leave me. But I tell you today, he, God, did not leave me. The reason is because there's more. For it was from that point on that it was I who saw with my own eyes how God had worked with my own hands great wonders at God's command. What I'm saying is I was able to pass upon the Egyptians and upon their Pharaoh God's plagues. I was with the children of Israel in the land of Goshen where God's plagues did not touch us. And you might think, wow, that's a lot. But let me continue. Why? Because there's more. It was I, Moses, with the children of Israel who marched like an army out of the land of Egypt, 2 million plus strong. With our eyes, we watched as God led us by night with a pillar of fire and with a cloud by day. Hey, if that sounds exciting, well, just hang on. Why? Because there's more. I was one who stood with the people as they saw Pharaoh and his army approaching with blood and vengeance, desiring to take us back to the place of bondage. Oh, but wait, because there's more. It was God who had me call out to the children of Israel, stand still and see the salvation of God. And if there was time, I could go on and on. Because the reason? Because there's so much more. Well, thank you. Thank you. Oh, hey, okay, there's Joshua. Joshua, I want you to tell us about your conquest of the city of Jericho. I mean, tell us about all that God had done for you. Well, it was I who God spoke to and instructed my men and I to gather together as one in order to march around the walls of Jericho 6 days. And on the seventh day, to march around them 7 times. And then to shout to those behind the walls, God's victory. And yet, that was only the beginning. Why? Because there's more. It was my men and I who watched in awe as the walls of Jericho fell. And because of God's might, we took the city. And even though it was God who gave us the city Jericho, I cannot stop with only that. The reason is because more. There was more. That's why. For throughout my life, it was the Lord who allowed me to experience many more victories. In fact, it was God who used me again and again mightily for his name. It was my God that showed Caleb and I the promised land. It was the Lord God Almighty who led us into the land that was with I and Joshua. God, at the command, allowed me to part the Jordan waters just like he had done for Moses with the Red Sea. Should I stop now? Oh, but I cannot. Because there's even more. It was the Lord who allowed me, Joshua, to dethrone 31 kings and to subdue the land that God had given to us. And you know what? If I could continue to give an account of all that God had done in and through me, time would keep us. Why? Because there is more. Let's move on. Well, hello, Gideon. And how are you today? Well, Gideon, you mighty man of valor, was it not you who God chose to go up against the Midianites, outnumbered several to one? Tell us what God did allow you to do. What did God do through you? Well, it was God who proved himself to me. It was God who strengthened my faith, even though I watched as the numbers of my army slowly began to fade away. Could you imagine being a captain of a great army, of a host of many fighters and great soldiers? And then slowly, one by one, they began, for different reasons, through different tests of God, to turn and to walk away. As I stood before the 300 men that were left, the Lord said unto me, By these 300 men shall you go up against your enemy, the Midianites, they who stood as a great multitude before us. And yet, as he had promised, it was the Lord who stood with us. It was God who was there together as we held on to our pitchers, our trumpets, and our voices of praise. Oh, yes, but please hang on just a moment. Why? Because there's more. What it is that I want to tell you is the victory that God had proven to me was that all that God himself could do. Often it was I who would listen to the voice of the Lord as he, my God, would lead us and he would talk to us. God would care for me, and it was God who time and time again provided for me in my life all that I needed. And even by telling you all this in and through my personal testimony, my brothers and sisters, I can go on. I can go on because there's more. So as we step into the New Testament, as we who come unto the likes of those who were there when Jesus healed the lame, when Jesus opened the eyes of the blind, when it was Jesus who delivered the possessed, and it was he who set many a captive free. Once again, what it is that you would find are the testimonies. Testimonies of those that would declare unto you how that in the midst of their stories, of their trials, and their victories, how that in all of this, they could share with us that would bewilder us all. The reason is because it would be they who would be the ones to tell us how that still there would be so much more. See, what I'm saying to you this afternoon is this. If you could have been there to witness the account of that little boy who the disciples approached to ask him for his lunch, if you would have been there to stand in order to see the eyes of all that beheld Jesus as he passed out to the 5,000 men plus women and children, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. If you were able to follow Jesus as he walked from town to town, as he touched the lives of those whose lives he changed forever, It would be their testimonies of many of ours this day that would cease not to proclaim to us how that throughout their earthly existence, all that Jesus had done for them and continued to do for them, which seems to have no end. Why? Because the reason? Because there's more. See, in concerns to their lives and often in concerns to our lives, we could go on with our stories and our testifying of all that Jesus Christ had done for us. The reason? Because there's so much more. I remember the time when God healed my little baby. I remember when, you know what, we were out of money and God provided the means for our financial blessing. I remember how many times we were at the wrong end of a blessing, we thought, but God turned that situation around and He poured out His Spirit upon it. I can tell you time and time again, I'd walk into the church service and I kind of felt empty inside. I didn't want to pray and I really didn't even want to be there maybe. And yet I walked into the service and I felt the presence of God, and as my brothers and sisters would pray and I surrendered and I lifted up my hands. I didn't touch emptiness. I touched the two nail-scarred hands. I want to tell you time and time again, there's often more that God does for me as He would do for you. I want to tell you time and time again that the story seemed never to end. Oh, there's Lazarus. Hey, Lazarus, I want you to tell us what it's like as you walk with Jesus. Well, I was there when Jesus fed the 5,000. I watched as He confronted the Pharisees. I heard the people gasp as He, Jesus, healed the lame. And yet still I could not stop with that, because there's more. It was Jesus who called me out of the tomb. It was Jesus who changed my life. It was Jesus who set the course of my destiny towards heaven. If time would permit, I still could go on and on, because there is more. All right, moving quickly. Hello, Peter. How are you doing today? Well, Peter, what was it like for you to be the one to follow Jesus? I mean, you know, what was it like to be led and to be protected at the hand of the Lord? Well, it was I who, while in a ship, as we were being tossed by the waves, who looked and saw Jesus. And I heard Him say, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And it was me, Peter, who then called out, "Lord, if it's You, then bid me to come to You on the water." And that's exactly what I did next. Oh, please continue. Let me continue, because there's more. See, it was John and I who, well on our way to the temple, who beheld the lame man as he sat at the gate beautiful. It was me and Peter whom the Lord chose to use to set that lame man free. It was my voice, it was my hand. Silver and gold have I not, but such as I have give I thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. It was me He used. How often has God used you as a vessel? Has God used you to touch a life, to touch a heart? Has God did something? I want to tell you, there's oftentimes more. And you would have thought, well, surely that's enough. But no, it's not. There's more. Once I was cast into prison in bonds, and I was to be delivered up to be killed the next day, it was the Lord who sent an angel to set me free. Yes, and there's more. Time and time again, it was the Lord who used me and who worked the power of His hand and His might through me. I want you to know that that's awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Well, church, time would almost fail us not to mention the many others like John and Stephen, the Apostle Paul, along with the other disciples whom the Lord had worked miracles, had wrought miracles in them, through them, and by them. I too believe it would be they who would tell you about all that they had seen, as well as all that the Lord had done for them. The reason I say this to you is because many who are before them, or were before them, it would be they to declare, yes, there is, but there's so much more. How many times could you say that God had delivered you, sent an angel to you? I remember one time in a very, very dark and raining night that God sent an angel and He stopped him. I remember hearing stories of our pastor and his wife and their family going through a bridge down in the southern part of the States, and it was like a one-lane bridge with a little bit of extra. And here come this truck that entered the far end. They didn't know what to do, so they closed their eyes, and as they closed their eyes, they called upon Jesus Christ and asked Him to save them. And the next minute when they opened their eyes, the truck was behind them, the car was before them. How many times could we stand here and tell you of our testimony of what God did for me, of what God did for you. We'd share stories. We did that a little bit today. We share stories. This is what happened to me. This is how God spoke to me. This is what happened when I gave my life to God. Well, this is what He healed me from. This is how God saved me. It was Paul, the Apostle Paul, the one who is attributed to being the writer of the book of Hebrews. He writes this, "Then what shall I say more? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Japheth and of David and Samuel and of the prophets." That's Hebrews 11:32. So what it is that I'm saying to you today, church, is this: in these end times, it's your life. It can be you who stands to testify of what Jesus Christ has done for you in your life. It's you who could tell people of the miraculous. It's you who can tell people how that God maybe raised you from the dead. He saved you from a horrible disease, or how God completely turned your life around. How many of us would have been in an alcohol grave or a drug addict's grave? How many of us would have not even seen the age that we are today if it wasn't for that mighty hand of Jesus Christ? You see, that's the testimony of today. That's the testimonies that flow from yesterday. You see, when you begin to realize that He did it for them and God continues to do it for you. I can read in my Bible and tell you all the beautiful things that God did back then, but I can sit here today and stand before you as a living testimony of all that Jesus Christ and His power has done for me today. Majority of us today could testify, declare how that when we repented of our sins, when we were baptized in Jesus' name, and ever since the day that God filled you with the Holy Ghost, your entire life has changed. You're different. You talk different. You act different. You dress different. You don't do what you used to do. There's something about you. There's a glow on your face. You're a different person. I can tell you about that. I can tell you about being in an alcoholic stupor. I can tell you about waking up and not even knowing where I was, who I was with, or what I said. I can tell you all kinds of stories. But then I can tell you that beautiful day, and I stood in that church with my hands raised, and I began to speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost gave me the ability to speak in that unknown language. I can tell you, coming up out of that watery grave in baptism in Jesus' name, and my sins were washed away. I can tell you about walking from that church, and for 37 years walking that walk of faith. And I can even tell you more. Every day it is God who continues to send blessings our way. The Bible says daily He loadeth us with benefits. We sing that song, "Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before." Every day with Jesus, I want to tell you, I love Him more and more. For Jesus, He saves and keeps us. And He's the one we're waiting for. What's that hope that the Bible talks about? You've got to be able to give an answer to the hope that lies within you. What's that hope? I'll tell you who my hope is. It's Jesus Christ. Why do you put such faith in Him? Because the world let me down and Jesus picked me up. See, in all that I've taken the time today, ladies and gentlemen, to share with you this afternoon, I believe that it's time for the church to rise triumphant. I believe with all my heart we have testimonies. We have victories. We walk in those valleys. We face our own trials. And we can sit across the table from somebody and say, you know what? God wants to do the same for you. He wants to bring you onto the upper side. I believe it's time for us to, with our own voices, to be heard. I want to let me tell you what Jesus did for me. It's time for us to declare into the world what it is that God does, what it is that God has done and He wants to do, not just through us, but through all who choose to live their lives for Him. That's what we want to do. Do you think I can have the Holy Ghost? Do you think that they let me to come to your church? Do you think God would do for me what He do? I think. I can tell you. How do you know that? Because there's more. There's more. Your testimony, your new beginning is just about to open as a door before you. Just step on the other side. Just give God the opportunity. And you'll say, oh, but there's more. I remember how God touched me in that service. I remember waking up and going to work and being scared to death because layoffs were happening and God allowed me to be bypassed. I can tell you many a time God extended his mercy and his hand, and because there's more. See, the reason you're a living testimony of the life that Jesus changed, this is you. As far as their lives were concerned and concerns to yours, there is and there will always come a time where it will be God who will even want in your life to do more. You can almost wake up in the morning and say, like going to the mailbox looking for the mail, I wonder what blessing I'm going to get today. I wonder what's going to come out of my prayer today. I have to talk to you. What do you want to talk to me about? I'm sorry, but I've been watching the way you've been working and seeing all that you've done, and I want to give you a raise. Matter of fact, why don't I just settle it today and I'll give you a promotion. You're going to give me a promotion? Yeah, I want to give you more money and I want to give you a promotion. But he's got more experience than me. What would you say to a young man in his early 30s, not no more. Anyway, what would you say to a young man in his early 30s, goes to an office, this continues to this day to always have blown me away. There was, no offense, no chauvinistic here, 14 ladies. And there was a lady with 10 years experience, and here I come walking in there, some kid, I just got my fundamentals of insurance, and my auto plan 12, and I walked into that same office, and these 14 ladies picked this individual male that knew nothing, dumb as a sack of hammers, just cold out of the fish bucket, and they told this lady with 10 years experience, you just carry on, you go find a job somewhere else, and they let me in. When God was finished with my wife and I in the city of Penticton, lo and behold, I'm sitting at work and the phone rings. And what's for you? Can you answer the phone? And I said, hello. And this gentleman told me who he was. He was in the city of Kelowna. He wanted to give me another week holiday. He wanted to give me $5 more an hour for pay. And he let me take my current vacation time and start in 2 weeks and still give me the 3 weeks and this $5 more. And I thought, oh, the windows of heaven are open. And that's why... More tithe. No, it wasn't me, though. I paid tithe then. Still do. Anyhow, I want to tell you folks, there's so much more. You see, today's message, it didn't just stop with salvation. It didn't stop with that one time where you were in want for food or money or even a job. It didn't stop there because you know what? When you open up the Bible and God says, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. When you read, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. When you open it up, it says God wants to give you all the desires of your heart. Greater things than these shall you do. And then you can turn around to somebody and look them right in the face and say you were looking at a failure that God took away the failure and made me a victor. You're looking at somebody today that should have been dead at the age of 27 years of age, but I'm 59 and growing.
Older.
How did that happen? Well, I'll tell you. Do you have a day? Do you have an hour? I've got so much more. See, there's more that God wants to do in our day. There's more for us to do. And there's always room to do for God to do more for the whosoever will. You said, oh, you know, life's going really bad. I used to hate this, but now I relish in it because I say it like oftentimes. You ever remember going back to work on a Monday morning? You know what Monday was? Ready, folks? Blue Monday. You went out and did it all the bad things all weekend from Friday and Saturday until you were sick on Sunday. And lo and behold, would come Monday. And people would come in the office or wherever you're working. Hey, it's Blue Monday. I'll never forget the day I walked into that paint shop. And I said, you know what? Today is it's Blue Monday. I said, you better believe it. Hey, the sky's blue and the grass is green. And Jesus is the reason for the season. Blue Mondays. If you're a blood-bought child of God, you shouldn't have a blue Monday. You should have a beautiful Monday and a beautiful Tuesday every day that we live, because there's more. What would your husband or wife, what would your mom or dad, what would they think is, there you were, and you sat in your little corner? What are you doing? I just can't wait. Wait for what? Because God's going to do more. There's more today. There's more for Him to do for me. You know what? Today there's more God wants to do for you. This is different. It's a testimony. But you've got a testimony. That's today's world, it's getting darker. The church should shine brighter. Today it's I who presents to you a question. Ready? What is it that you would like God to do today for you? What would you like? Never thought of that. Didn't think the possibility was there. What is it that you would like God to do? What miracle? Ready? What promise from God is it that you in your life want to see come to pass? Remember that? You know what? I think some of you are here and you have been praying for this. You have been praying about that. And now God is here and He says, I want to give you more. I don't believe that just happened. I never expected that to come to pass. See, I ask you this question because I want to tell you today that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Where two or three are here together. God wants to bless you. God wants to pour a Spirit out upon you. It's the Lord in His might and His power. He's ready to turn your world around in order for God to be the one to set you free. Maybe to bestow upon you His plan of salvation. Let's stand together. God is here today. And if you don't miss the message, if you don't miss the opportunity to declare for yourself, because there's more. See, it's God who desires to set the course, I believe, your destiny towards heaven. And still, in all of this, I stand before you, church, to declare all of this deep down inside of my soul. I know without a shadow of doubt that it's God who can do this, as God can continue to do so much more. Whether you make your way to this front or you stand where you are, go back in the annals of your own mind's history. Go back to maybe this morning when you got up and God allowed you in that Spirit of Christ to be that one to say, you know what? Today there's going to be more. Today I'm going to walk out of here healed. Today, God, you're going to give me that blessing in our family. Right now that miracle is going to come. That promise that we have been waiting for. What it is that we have been petitioning God for. That door is about to open. Because there's more. There's more today. Well, the service will come to end. But His promises don't. What are you willing to grab a hold of today? What are you willing to allow God to do for you today? Why don't you lift up your hands and grab a hold of that blessing? Why don't you say, God, that's impossible, but I serve the God of the possible. I don't see how that's going to come to pass, but God says, oh, but there's so much more. There's so much more.